that is his son. So maybe it's a raya that the other fact that he is that he is a kid is also true. Is also true. Mashinki mashinicho, so yuchsin requires to aid him. And when something requires to aid him, so then no yuchoch in the world is affected. The Gemara says that Mishra, Yehudah, and Akin, the two of them could not be aiding in their moments. Why? Because Krim absolutely ways. I mean, could anyone in his right mind have any doubts as to whether Mishra and are telling the truth? But it's exactly the course of what Mishnah made you up in Gamor. So he has to be a kosher aid. And Krimi, two brothers are apostolates. Apostolates. So what is the significance, what is the effect, how could a Migi avail us? A Migi is only a Chof. Since he could have said something else, so it's a Raya that he's telling the truth. He's not eager to lie. Oh, right, but Mishnah, certainly we have a Chochel Yatam Nitur, but the apostolates. So Rashi Yisho, Migi is not affected. But Lachir Bitrumo, there is no Aloha Venus. Now the question is, so why is Migi effective? Gabi Momin? Momin certainly requires aid. So the Ramban says, because by Momin, Migi is effective because of Tainis Bavobo. Because of Tainis Bavobo. So in other words, because there is a bocher mnemonis of Tainas Balbabo. So the mnemonis of Mige consists of the combination of the chocher of Mige plus the testimony of the Balbabo. So remember, this is what he says here. If it is a case where we know that this woman had within the two sakinim, the sakin yofi all the time, then we don't have to resort to his amir. But suppose we see that he has a sakin yofi. But we don't know whether the sakin yofi he just got now, after the shchite, or he had it before too. So in such a case, if he doesn't say anything, we cannot take it for granted. But if he does say, this sakin I had all the time, since there is a certain kind of an evidence that corroborates his testimony. So even though he has no mnemonis, so Kimuna Mutiyotum has no mnemonis, a choshut, so that we should accept the testimony on its face. That not, because it's a choshut. But when there is something that corroborates it, even though that evidence is not 100% evidence, so that it could establish a presumption by itself without his testimony, but together with the testimony, so then this evidence corroborates the testimony. So is it? The Chayyim is saying that the Mumchim Liyah Sadi was it, but when she matzim ha'achshav Mumchim Liyah, כשאם המומחה שלו, הוא יחשים את שלו יעבור זוקי, אז אין כלים שלו מומחים יהיה, על דעקת הקושי, מה עם הענה ברוסי, דורים לו ימונס. So again he asks, so why? But מה נפשך? If the fact that he has this possession is sucking off, so it's not enough, by itself, so how can the combination be effective? But this is it. We will see what the Kabbai is that way, שאיך שכין על הרעש, תקרואו בכל הלכם, דימו לא מהרוסיה, כי אומר מה מהרוסיה, ולא ממהם. והרשבו עצמי משנה לספה, איס איש מה עושה, ויש תויסייה, ויצורך בין מעבלי נמוכים, דהיינו שמאס ישלו, ואוז מיותס לשקי, שם ישלו ויינטרס בשקי. יושיף לשקי, וכן המסחי, ותראה ספה איזו עומד בראי ומגמר את זה, שצורך השליח לי מהמפרי נמוכה לקחת, אבל סתם מומחה לא, והוא נחני את בזה ושם כאלה. ודימום חלו שכיח כל כך, עד כמה לא. זאת אומרת, סוד רשבו, ממשנה לספה, he said that אין לך נאמר, he was made that when would be known if he says play דימום חלו, if he will say play דימום חלו, but if he will not say play דימום חלו, so then you'll not be known, because the fact, so in other words, the רשבו, considered in regard to the case of Motzim Achshav Mumchim Liyah, but in regard to the first case עוברים מיליון לשני סכינים, so then the Rashbo didn't make any concession to the home, in other words. Only because in regard to שני סכינים, so then the evidence is so strong, is very strong, that since he has now two סכינים, so it tends to indicate, even without his testimony, that he had the two sakinim all the time. But if he doesn't say anything, then we are still cheshish. But if he does say, so then it is considered a strong echocha. Masha'in came, so the Rashbo did not make any concession to the law in respect to shnei sakinim. He only made a concession to the law in respect to the case of Oyamum Chimbiya, because it's all the fact that there's a big difference. In the case of Shnei Sakinim, so then there is relatively stronger evidence that he used the Sakinim, that he had the Sakinim Yofi all the time. But there is still an element of Shoshe, so if he doesn't testify, we have to be Cheshesh. If he testifies, we don't have to be Cheshesh. Masha'in came in respect to the case of Oyamum Chimbiya, so the Rashbo made a concession to the law that if he says Oyamum Chimbiya, otherwise there is no raya, so what if the Oyamum Chimbiya? But if he said Oyamum Chimbiya, so then there is a strong raya because he is Miltas, because that can be checked. Now if he says Oyamum Chimbiya did it, so it can be checked. So the main idea is in Yechon. Alright. The Talmud, so he says, Abel, so he says, so in other words, so when does Rashbo say that? Only in the case where he says, Tlimuch. So the Taz has the Kash. The Talmud, the Mkain, I feel that he would have a So why only move it up? Even in Akum? If he says, Tlimuch, and it can be checked, so even in Akum is lost. דאפו ביקום נאמי דאש קום מיסים פיבות וביקום נמון ינום המשלי פרניאל Why? Because it's a question from what fowl are these eggs? And he says it is from this and this fowl it's from the pigeon so then his nemon why? Because we can take a look the pigeon eggs and compare them with these eggs so now what it's always near us so why don't you move on in such a case? ומכל מוקי כושר הטור של ידיר רשבו וכושר הטור של זה נאמר מורים על ישראל מומחה וכושר שחת לו זה משמע שהוא מזכיר שם על ישראל זאת אומרת, הוא רצוי יש לי קשה against the two the רשבו הוא משמר הספה is made a concession to the law that if someone says just מומחה not really מומחה so he's not lost even though we know that מומחה me and the Torah doesn't even mention that because he knows that he knows that שכוסף מומחה שוחד וזה לא עושה אפילו רשבו עצמי שבו כדין זה כמו שלחב ומה שכוסף רשבו התחילו אותו הנה שביופי שחטתי גם על זה תמי בלק הבייס דין המרוסים לא לסחר אלו שאי כתולו ואם יודיע לנו ששחטתי זה יופי יודיע לו דין לא כי יש רוחו שם ושהשחית הוא לא ממנו ואי שלא על זה הרשבו ואין זה נמון לסגור but it didn't make any concession in respect to the case of סקיות Why? Because over there, you see, without the testimony, there is very substantial evidence. But without the testimony, there is still an element of doubt. So, but if it is coupled with the testimony, so then it becomes a fucking moron. The issue of the Rashbo, the issue of the moron is moron, and on anything, can be so can loyal, while Kolkov, on the same cream of love, the Mixas and Yoni, shall remember me about that testimony, but it is not exclusively on the basis of Kanin Tzu Kanoyo. Because if it had been exclusively on the basis of Kanin Tzu Kanoyo, why do we have to resort to his testimony? But the Kanin Tzu Kanoyo is a relatively strong evidence by itself. But without the testimony, there is still an element of Khoshosh. With the testimony, there is no element of Khoshosh also. שיש לו בגדינת, על כל הכל, וזה יש לו סמך על אופקים ששקים פיפס ויכולים, ונעים על החיים יומיים על משייטה, ואפילו החשור כל ששקים יופי ביודה, זאת אומרת, שכתו עושה רק על שני, בקיצור, גם זה מזרת תמורה, דיבד אני לא נמצא ממונה, זאת אומרת, תהיה נבר. So I mean, yes, it's against the Rashbo, but the Rashbo is not difficult. דיבד אני לא נמצא ממונה, זאת אומרת, תהיה נבר. אבל כי מי שאורים, כן, כמו שעושה לך רעצים בזה, ואם כי אנחנו לא אומר כלום, נאמר, כי מי שיש לי סמך בו בפנינו. But the Rashbo doesn't say that. So it is possible that according to the case of sacking the affair, so neither I say the Rashba will be made that are the basis of Kanutz or Kanoeo, so we can take it for granted that he used the Sakiyah. He used the Sakiyah. But with the Rabbonon, without his testimony, we are still Cheshish. Maybe he got the Sakiyah after the Shrite, and before the Shrite, he didn't tell the Sakiyah. So we know that is possible. But anyway, it's, the Rashba says that we still have to resort to his Nemones. You see that the notion of the Rashba is that he is a Nemones more. If the Rashba Shrite being, in the case of Sakiyah, he doesn't have to say anything, we just take it for granted, and the base can into Kanoyo. Why does he say that one is more? Ain't that one is wow! Nothing that one is more. In other words, that means the primary factor in the demoness is the fact of Kanam Tsukanoyo. But there is still an element of doubt. So when this factor of Kanam Tsukanoyo is coupled with his testimony, then it's Yechochim. ברוך שני יעקב, יש הקופון מיכשו לפני המים הזה בתור משכון אורך שהוא הצליחו לה שאימא סתם מומחה שחקים ובאמס אין הרי מקושיה כאילו שאירו יוסיף את הרזבן זה רשבו אבל אונו זוכינו לראי זה על כל חוך אימון היתר אלא באים להפרים עם מומחה ומאסק לשמוע דווקא וידו לו זה הכי משהו Now, but we don't have to say that that the Mechaber passed in that because he didn't know. There is no right that the Mechaber did not have did not see the Mishnah Zabayis. You see, because the Rashba wrote the big chiddah, Tir Zabayis. Then the Oro is a contemporary of the Rashba, so wrote Asoges, and those Asoges he called Berakabayis. Then the Rashba, that was before printing, was invented. So he saw the Asoges of the Oro, so he wrote Asoges and the Asoges. And the Asoges and the Asoges, he calls Mishnah Zabayis. In other words, he preserves it. So the Taz says that the Tur and the Mechaber didn't see Mishnah Zabayis, but there is no evidence that the Tur and the Mechaber didn't see. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of evidence that at least the Mechaber saw the Mishnah Zabayis. So, but then the question is, how is it that when the Rashba himself, says, the Rashba himself says in Mishmar Zabayis, Yesh Tori Sefer, Vitzorach Lema, Oreni Mumche, and the Mechaber Adin Paskin, the Tur and the Mechaber Adin Paskin. So that could be a very simple answer. In other words, the Tur and the Mechaber assumed that even though the Rashba wrote, Yesh Tori Sefer, Vitzorach Lema, Oreni Mumche, so it doesn't mean that there was a Tori Satfus. In other words, that the Rashba by saying Yesh Tori Sefer, Yesh Tori Sefer was making a concession. He was conceding. In other words, I'm Chazer. And not Yesh Tori Sefer, because who was the Sefer? The Sefer was the Rashba himself, though. Not that the Torah was on the part of somebody else, a secretary who copied. So in many ways, the Torah and the Mechaber, they passed it like the Shittes HaRashba in the Teira Zabayis, not like the Shittes HaRashba in Mishnah Zabayis. I heard from my father a story that my father remembered that he was just by Mitzvah because that was my age. And when Rav Chaim moved to Brisk, so then my father was already 14 years old. So when my father heard the shiurim of Reb Chaim, so he couldn't have been 14, so he was only 30 years old. And that Reb Chaim at one time, Balozhin, gave a shiur in Bavakande, so kulam nichnisu tachas abayim, so there is a difficult Rambam. And then Chachmi Lulio asked for the Rambam, and then the Rambam answered Chachmi Lulio that they should make a correction in his Rambam, he's Chazer. There the Rambam wrote, I mean, he's spelled out, he's Chazer. So Reb Chaim gave a whole shiur on that Rambam. And then some
of the Biyurim of Haroshim after the Shia, the Estra Prayus. But the Rambam himself said that it should be corrected, that he made a mistake. So Rav Chaim became very angry at the Yisroel, who thought that they caught Rav Chaim, you know. So he said, and suppose the Rambam had not written that he is Chazeya, and just the right is Masik, so then you would expect me to be Miyashi the Rambam. What difference does it make whether it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivet or between the Rambam and the Rambam? So isn't the Rambam swore that he wrote in the Yod HaZoko as good and as sound as the Rambam swore in the letter to Chachmei Lubavitch? So we have to be Miyashi the Shittes Rambam that he had when he wrote in the Yod HaZoko. So in other words, the Tur and the Mechaber, they agreed with the Shita of the Rajvo in the Tilas Abayis, not with the Shita of the Rajvo in the Mishnah Abayis. Alright, Mumar Haas. Pirish Akim Amin Tzatim Yov, the Mui Ekel Nabe Bu Yodai. Rasha. So in other words, Rasha Shita is that the Mumar Ekel Nabe Lez Lachis Mamesh is not clear. The Rosh Pirish Atam, Kim Yishim Chish Yishim Yisveyach, the Ikrimen Bein Yizobach Bo Yochalto. וזה הטעם גם כן על מה שכוסף רמו משלחי ששל זויח. Now, but I said the last time, and I think that this can be deduced from the Roshan of the Tour, that even though the Rosh says that Mun Arich Nebilis Lachis is possible because he's not a Bar Zviche, because Vizobachdo implies that he has to be Zoyer Zviche, but according to the Rosh, there is another Halacha. Let's say, if he's in Mumarich Neveile Slachis in Neveile, so then, even if it's not Lachis Mamish, so he's Kiab, because he's not a Bazviche. But suppose he's in Cheshish in Shabbos, he's in Cheshish in Chil Shabbos Bitzine, or in Shabbos, in Yaakov Espey Yisrosh, so then, Shchitose would be Ksheyo. Shchitose would be Ksheyo. But if, he would be Lachis Mamish, so then he is Lachis Mamish. He would shall be Tzimei, he would Yom Tev, Yaakov Espirus Arosh, Lachis Mamish, so he would be Gap. So, why do the Taz mention, Kim Shin Chishin Zviach, Lech Rinen Ben Zabachto, not on the basis of me? Because here, in respect to the Beiles, so not only Lachis Mamesh, even Chil Shish, so there's a big Achidesh, that is based upon the fact that he's not a Basvir. Alright. Mumar Echad Mishar Abeyas. In Tzorach Limi Bezak. Vita Mishchit Arik Yisrod. Vita Asa Rambam Pirish Arosh, Kim Nechazin Ani Pekia Bishmita Bosen. Be'echad Mishar Abeyas, Chai Shimon Shalo Pekia Shalo Mikayim, של מצווה כהלוך ויראות לנוק את הטלמוד מול הלבלס היינו לרבוסי ואפילו בוזה דידוש בי מהנה בי דקסק עם ניסי והיא כשבוטריסט דינקי נעמה ימור בסמנה אוף ספחו דעמי עכשיו אני לא נחשת השחיתה אני לא חשיבי כשאני פה כאן בגרסק ותראה So we discussed that and we mentioned the תרץ but the תרץ but there are several תרוצים but we mentioned one of the תרוצים Because over there, we don't know as to whether a professional thief stole it. We know that somebody stole it. But that does not mean that he was a professional thief. Maybe it is a person who stole it for the first time. So maybe then the Rambam is me. Then the Rambam is me. So he says, V'tirates, the preacher says, L'michem numero kinosim farasye u'ikam upon m'shikos v'atesis, m'sh'in kinze she'oso v'tzine. וידוע שכל אף כמה פעמים, משום הוכה, כשאופיבור אופיבוסו כמה פעמים, דמי ולרוד גורם לעשר, מוצא בניב, גדיג, שלם גונות ושוחות משום השחיל. זו הבערים וחילקו בזה בגמור לא פוסקים, ונראה. ואופיבוסו מאמרים אנשי מולעץ נמשך, אבל הוא נוס נמאחר לשחתו, והבה סבק סבקים, סוף יקיד נוס נמאחר לשחתו. ואם תמצא מהרוי שלך, שמובא בחסה כי יופי התחילו, אבל בחצות יגמח מהרמה. But here there is a sex-faking, because we don't know. We know that somebody stole it, but that does not mean that the one who stole it was shaykhed it. Maybe he did, but maybe there was the beginning of labor. Maybe one stole it and the other one shaykhed it. So the middle is a sex-faking. And in view of the fact that a woman would have had a call to the Rambam, so it's also like Mishkutosei not because of that. Well, enough, but there's something, maybe. So now that there's another suffix, maybe not the gamet shechted, but some of the other slaughtered it, so it's a swexwex. Now, here we have a terrific chiddush in the Prishim. Now, the terrace of the Prishim is the Mitchem Numero in Kinosim Yifares. Here we come upon. So come upon, we understand. Because Muma means someone who is addicted. But someone who is not addicted to a just Eber does not understand him. But why does he mention Fares here? Where do we find, where is Fares? We find that Fares is significant in Chil Shabbos. So there, Chil Shabbos between is like Shor Avir Yoshev Etor. He's not a Menuchat Ergoe. Chil Shabbos Fares is a Menuchat Ergoe. But in Eber, I mean, wait, there are difference between a Gamel Bitzine and a Gamel Bitzine. I mean, what difference does it make? Because anyway, if somebody is a Gamel Bitzine, then he's not called Gamel, then he's called Gaza. But it doesn't make any difference, Gamel, Gaza. But what difference does it make? Whether he is Bitzine or Bitzine? Now, the Mordechai, in Simon Bayes, in your day, the tour. Off Bayes, that's the feud in the tour, the feud and doubt in the tradition. Off Bayes, Chutzman, Zor, and Chazal, and Ressi, came to Pelkam Lechon. Why is your mother had a Pelkam Lechon? Because I've become like a Zor, and Pelkam Lechon. I mean, where did they? I mean, we know Fares, there is a distinction between Simon and Fares, in regard to Chil Shabbos, in regard to Arizore, who ever heard that Mimbal Arizore is a Mimbal Chodei Kodei, whether it's Sine, Fares, so he says, Ma'ay Nishon Yimor B'chayt Eshper Kama Lechum Nikosak, Yam Arizore Bini Faresi, Oy Shi Yaseru Kama Pono, Vechim Kos Vati Yisri Shon, Ahlo Iknam Shon, Hashir Chil Shabbos Shatos Yishera, Vizro Shemi, Vafiru Bimeizi, Boi Lok, Tell me, that's Tesis Kosh, Ibn, Ibn Meizi Tamay Shatos Yishera, ואומרים לך שאתה עושה את זה, או שאתה עושה את זה. זאת אומרת, זה סטוטו רוצים. ויש לו אימא ועושה מפרס, יבוא אחר בצים. הוא אומר, הוא עושה יוסר לך ומשחיתו עושה את זה מפרס. ואותי, הוא עושה השכר משעה ושלא עושה כשם, אבל אני גמור. הוא רוצה to say that he will be lazy, that's what it will be seen. ואין לי יש לו אימא, אם שבא מחס וחושב מונה. חושב מונה. וכן מה שאתה מכם מפה לבייז, לא באשר את הבן מוריצר כסדום ובזור, ושלא כשם המקרץ, הוא פיר שהקונטר זה דרך באחיר. הוא עושה מדבר באקטור, תאמין פרדאו למיסס, מילה שלוש באקטור, אם דאם משטח להר והר מותר לי נמסייר, ותאמין כמה סיפרי בייס, אני לא מדבר מסבר של שולי, אני מראה כמה ולשאול יצור באו כמחה, ופורך משנה מילה זה משטח כמשי יחתיד איך ושינח בכל היום. והוא היה יכול לשאול גם כושר שלו, זה פשוט למשל המסכים לסבור מומה, והשתו, כי מומה הוא בילוי שלא יכול להם, הוא תן כמו לפוסו. So why do we have to resort to the fact that he had to מחשוב עליו לזור, ותקרק לסעקום? ולאן הוא תת מחשוב? He was in the Mizore. Even the Shlokish is named that is in the Mizore. So, we may be Shkutos Yishu Yasho, the answer is that the Tamachas, he doesn't become one. Ali, Chod is in the Mizore, Shkutos, 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 מהרמזור לחרשה בפרסיה ואיסקיה, שאפילו גורם בפרסיה, נאמה מתחמו מה, ושעוד הקמו פעמי, שמע מנו, ותוף לשינוי לפרסיה. וניק.
So, the Trishe, so first of all, he mentions the name of the Mordechai, that even Gavad is over there is a distinction between Farhesie, between Farhesie and Zine, between Farhesie and Zine. Farhesie and Zine. In other words, so what does it mean? Not that by Numa Lam Rizor, not that by Numa Lam Rizor, so there is, by Numa Lam Rizor, so he doesn't become a Numa, unless he is a Numa Lam Rizor and Farhesie. That goes without saying. That in Numa Lam Rizor, if he constantly is a Lam Rizor, if he's addicted to Adam Zohar, so then he's in Mokhatir Ekole, even if he doesn't betzini. But, it's one of two things. In order to be in Mokhatir Ekole, so the Mordechai says, so even he does it all the time, even though he does it all the time, it's in a not even once before Esye. But, if he did it once before Esye, even though he doesn't do it all the time, he's also in. So we see a very big chiddush here in the Shiddush of Mordechai. The Shiddush of Mordechai is, let's say, Gam Shabbos, when we distinguish between Yimel Chal Shabbos Farsi and Yimel Chal Shabbos Bitzineh, so it is because it's a different Maizaveh. The Maizaveh of Chal Shabbos Bitzineh is one type of Maizaveh, and the Maizaveh of Chal Shabbos Farsi is another type of Maizaveh. We find a similar thing in regard to Habor Alves Chorin. So if someone is born with Chorin, then I saw him in Israel, so it's kind of impediment. But if it's born as a Chovin, Bitsine, not Lina Sovim Yisroel, so there is no Kanoim Pei Bei. Whether there is a Chiv Koras Mitev Kabole or not, so there are two Shemes in Chiv Shalanes and Heaven. But Kanoim Pei Bei certainly not. So there is, it's a different Maizavire, Boar Ovel as a Chovin Bivaresye, and Boar Ovel as a Chovin Bitsine. So Chiv Shabbos is also a different Maizavire. Of course, Chiv Shabbos Bitsine is sufficient for Chovin, but it's not, it doesn't make him into a Numa Lachlat Ekoe. Masha'inki, Chosha Mefaresye is an analogous to Abel Zohar. So, it is an analogous to Abel Zohar, that he becomes a Numa Lachlat Ekoe. So, that's the Gali Chil Shabbos. But by Abel Zohar, there is no difference between the Yisar Abel Zohar and the Maizah Avir Abel Zohar Bitzine and the Maizah Avir Abel Zohar Mefaresye. It's the same Maizah Avir. Still, the Mordechai says, that if someone is an Yimidah Mizor and he wants Bitzine, so he's not a Yimidah Mizor. If he's a Yimidah Mizor and wants Bifaresi, he's a Yimidah Mizor. But if he does it all the time, even though Bitzine is a Yimidah Mizor. So the Faresi element does not constitute a different Vaisavere in the Abelizor. It's the same Vaisavere, but it's in the Shemuna. Because what does it mean, Shemuna? Muna means addicted. Now what does it mean addicted? When do you call a person addicted? Now we have that expression, a drug addict. So I mean, it's not very, it's not a relevant question. What is a drug addict? I mean, I don't know of any special halachas that apply to a drug addict. So to inquire, but what's the meaning of addict? An addict. Numa means an addict. An addict. So in other words, if someone does it all the time, he's considered addicted. But if someone does it once, so then he's not considered an addict. But if the person didn't be Pharisee, in other words, he's not ashamed before anybody, so then you can call him an addict. Now, I mean, not that it makes any difference, but if somebody would take drugs be Pharisee in the presence of everybody, even if he does it once, he would pick up, I'm sure that the psychologist would consider him as an addict. Even if he did it for the first time in his life. But if he do it really as Shemesh in the presence of everybody, without any shame, then everybody would call him an addict. I'm sure that everybody would call him an addict. But if a person would take drugs, Bitzine Bechad Echadorim for the first time, no one would call him an addict. So it's in the Shemuna. In other words, as far as Abel Zohar is concerned, as far as Arizona is concerned, there is no difference in my Savera between Arizona and Arizona Farasi. But in Arizona is not Mumu Khatari Kule. Muna Arizona is Mumu Khatari Kule. In other words, an addict. And someone who is addicted to Arizona. So,
How does one become addicted? Two ways. Either he does it all the time. He's in La Maison all the time. Every day he's in La Maison. So of course he's addicted. But if someone will be Fahesi, be in La Maison, he's also considered as addicted to La Maison. Now, so if we say this, so we can understand the Rashba. Now the Rashba, the Tshuva says that what's the pshat in Chal Shabbos Faresie if he was Chal Shabbos Rein Asor Mitzvah? Now the question is raised against the Rashba from the Gemara Neira. From the Gemara Neira. The Gemara Neira says that the Nakum and Nochri cannot be Mivat Rishus. A Yisrael can't be Mivat Rishus. The Chal Shabbos Faresie is Kiakum. So he cannot be Mivat Rishus. He has to be Sechamoki. So Rebbe was walking in the Rishus Rabbi and he saw a certain Jew who was carrying something in his hand, and that Jew saw the Nosi, Rabbi Nakodesh, from far, he immediately hid it, his pocket, beneath his jacket, he hid it, so that Rabbi Nakodesh shouldn't see it. He didn't know that Rabbi Nakodesh noticed it, from far. So he thought that Rabbi Nakodesh will only be able to notice it when he comes closer. So Rebbe said, he didn't hold me about the issues. So from this Gemara it appears, that if a Jew is ashamed to be Michal Shabbos before a certain person, before the law, so then he doesn't tell a dinner when he will. And the Beis Arevi, from his bed, so he was making the guard to stand in. In other words, that if while he was handled by a Jew who was Michal Shabbos, even though he was Michal Shabbos in the presence of many Jews, but if before the rov of the city, so he refrains from being Michal Shabbos, so this Arevi was matter that way, because on the basis of that Gemara. So from this Gemara it appears that if, after all, this man was carrying in the Rishus Rabbi, but he was ashamed to carry in the presence, in the observation of Rabbi Nakodesh. So he didn't hold his Mivat Rishus. So why does the Rashba say that if it's like Asor Israel, so then it's Mechal Shabbos Faresie? So it is possible that according to the Rashba, now with this Pesuk and this Mordechai, so we see that Faresie has significance in giving him a Shemunah. In other words, that he should be considered addicted, even though he did it only once. Even though he did it only once. So that the pshat in the Rashba Shite might be, I mean, no one like mentions that is the Shite Rashba. But in order to answer the kasha from the Gemara Neira, that there are two halachas. First of all, Chil Shabbos Bitzinei, not as the Trishas, you see, the Trishas says that the Mordechai Shite is, the Shabbos is not even distinguishable from Arizon. That Shabbos and Arizon are the same. In other words, that if, let's say, someone is in Arizon and he comes, so he's in Arizon, if he's in Arizon and he won't, so he's in Mordechai Kule, only if he didn't pass it. And the same thing, the Trisha says, according to Mordechai, is true about Chil Shabbos. That, in other words, and he says that is one washing intention, the Trisha says that is the pshat in one washing intention as a whole. In other words, that now this is a whole as to the woods. One character in those of the Parasia or Habitini. We need to be sure that we should come out of the Hoshi Mune. So the Trisha assumes that according to the second character in the Israelis, so Shabbos is not. Even if he doesn't get seen it, as long as he does it 3 times. But if he only did it once, so only if he did it before. So then he says, the preacher says at the end, we are being neither like these dietish as feel we should be a common. If we should be a common, because the Sikha. Because of Kamuna was all the Chazal Faresi. Ruminski or Shafi, Ruin Faresi, Nan Mikhamina, Bishova Kamapot. Shmano, the Topa should win the Faresi region. So that's a big Chidesh, I mean. it's not muchach where this is the shite. What this is, how what the Trishe assumed, the Trishe assumed in Tesis, that according to the, that the affliction is Tesisable. According to the first question in Tesis, so, according to the first question in Tesis, Chir Shabbos Bitzine is not the kind of Rumai Zaveira that can be given to muchach like only the Aveira of Chir Shabbos Bares. And if someone, according to the first question in Tesis, if someone will be in Chal Shabbos, if someone will be in Chal Shabbos Bitzine, even if he will be in Chal Shabbos every Shabbos. But if it's only Bitzine, it will not be redeemed, or it will not be redeemed. That's according to the first notion of Tisves. But according to the second notion of Tisves, so Faresi is only important to make him a woman, to confer upon him the Shem addicted, the Shem woman. So there is another way of making him into a woman, if he does it many times. But if he doesn't be Faresi, even if he did it only once, he's considered addicted. In the same way as everyone would call someone who took drugs for the first time in the street, in the presence of everybody, to demonstrate an addict. So I mean, because addict means a woman, a woman means addicted to something. So that's it. So that's the second Russian case. But according to the first Russian case, is no, Gabi Chil Shabbos, so Faresi is an essential element in the Chil Shabbos. In other words, Chil Shabbos Bitzine is an Aveira like any other Aveira of the Torah. Like Achila Yom Kippur. So it's an Aveira of Chmura, but it's not the kind of Emais Aveira that can give him Hashem Muma Ufateko. And he says that the two most ashamed, they agree with the first Lashon Tesis, not, and the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, Paschus like the first Lashon Tesis, but he says that Rishe, that according to the second Lashon Tesis, so Shabbos is not distinguishable from, is not distinguished from Avin Zohar. The same thing that applies to Avin Zohar applies to Shabbos. So by Avin Zohar, he has to be addicted, he has to be a Mumer. By Shabbos, he has to be addicted, he has to be a Mumer. But how does one become a Mumer? There are two ways how to become addicted. Either by doing it constantly, or by doing it with Faresi. Not being ashamed. Oh, without any shame. So then, he also becomes a Mumer. But other shame him, achilik on the second Russian cases. But the teacher assumes that according to the second Russian cases, and according to the Mordechai, so there is no distinction between Avin Zohar and Chil Shabbos. But, so, without accepting this thing, this chidush of the Drishe, but we can accept the wrongness of the Drishe, that Faresi establishes the person as an addict, as addicted. So what kind of Faresi establishes the person as addicted even though he did it only once, if the person doesn't have any shame before anybody? There isn't a person in the world before he is ashamed to do it. So even though he did it only once, he never did it again. But if he was ready to do it before anybody, the greatest in Klal Yisrael, before the Muslim, before Avin HaKadosh, so then he considered a Mumer by doing it once. But if he's ashamed, so then he can only be considered a Mumer if he did it many times. So in the Rashba Shit, it could be that there are two halachas in Chil Shabbos. First of all, there is a halacha that it has to be Chil Shabbos in Faresi, and my son here of Chil Shabbos in Faresi. So what is Faresi? So in other words, the Chil Shabbos in Tzine is one by son here. And Chil Shabbos in Faresi is another by son here, just as in Abor Aramis. So it's a different by son here, Abor Aramis in Tzine and Abor Aramis in Faresi. Abor Aramis in Faresi. Now, there are some Mishayim who say that if an Amos forces a Jew to be Boar Aramis with Faresi, so then he has to be Pisa Nefesh himself. Because then it's a Ayas. Because it's a mundane way, and it's, there is a Kriv Korsim in Kabbalah, but if an Amos forces a Jew to be Boar Aramis with Tine, he doesn't have to be Pisa Nefesh himself. So, it's a different Baisa Veira. So, Chil Shabbos with Tine and Chil Shabbos with Faresi are two different Baisa Veiras. So only the Aveira of Chil Shabbos and Faresi makes him a Mumer Uchater Kohen. So what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether it's a Aveira of Faresi or a Aveira of Chil Shabbos and Faresi, whether he does it Basor Mitzvah or he doesn't do it Basor Mitzvah? The same
the same criterion as in regard to Abrahamis. Abrahamis. But even if I have, if he does it only once, he's not a dictator. So in Farsi, in the sense of Asom Yisrael, if he does it only once, it's not considered an edict. So, in order to be a capital edict, and a Chil Shabbos edict, that's the Pshat of Yuma, the Chil Shabbos. So he has to do it many times. So in Achadam, if he do it many times, he will be Mechal Shabbos, when Asom Yisrael, many times, then he will be Mechal Shabbos. Because as far as the Maisa Avelim of Chil Shabbos is concerned, so that is constituted by the Avelim being done back on Israel. And as far as being addicted, so that is established by doing it many times. But suppose he'll be Chil Shabbos when he saw Israel once only, twice only, but not many times. So true, he did the Avelim of Chil Shabbos, but he's not addicted as yet. Masha'inkin, if he'll do it, Le'ini Kobo, Bifahesye, not Bifahesye in the sense of 10 Jews, but Bifahesye without any shame, then he'll become addicted, even with his neglect of Chil Shabbos. So there is no stila between the Gemara, because over there, the Rebbe saw a certain man. So he saw that man for the first time in Chil Shabbos. That man obviously was not notorious at the Chil Shabbos. Surely the Avera of Chil Shabbos Fares. And if someone, according to the first question, Tesves, if someone will be in Chil Shabbos, even if he'll be in Chil Shabbos every Shabbos, but if it's only Bitzinei, we will not have a din of him, that's according to the first question, Tesves. But according to the second question, Tesves, so Faresia is only important to make him a mumer, to confer upon him the shem addicted, the shem mumer. So there is another way of making him into a mumer, if he does it many times. But if he does it with Farsi, even if he did it only once, he's considered addicted. In the same way as everyone would call someone who took drugs for the first time in the street, in the presence of everybody, to demonstrate an addict. So I mean, because addict means a mumer, one who is addicted to something. So that's the second Russian thesis. But according to the first Russian thesis, no, Gabi Chil Shabbos, so Farhesye is an essential element in the Chil Shabbos. In other words, Chil Shabbos Bitzine is an Avera like any other Avera of the Torah, like Achille Anim Kippah. So it's an Avera Chmur, but it's not the kind of a Maisa Avera that can give him a Shem Mumel Chatekot. And he says that the Tur and most Rishonim, they agree with the first Lashon Tesis, and the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, Paschal's like the first Lashon Tesis. But he says that Rishe, that according to the second Lashon Tesis, so Shabbos is not distinguishable from, is not distinguished from Avodah Zarah. The same thing that applies to Avodah Zarah applies to Shabbos. So by Avodah Zarah, he has to be addicted, he has to be a mumer. By Shabbos, he has to be addicted, he has to be a mumer. But how does one become a mumer? There are two ways how to become addicted. Either by doing it constantly, or by doing it with haresi, not being ashamed of it, without any shame. So then, he also becomes a mumer. But other rishonim, achili come the second Moshe Tesis. But the Rishi assumes that according to the second Moshe Tesis, and according to the Mordechai, so there is no distinction between Avodah Zarah and Chil Shabbos. But, so, without accepting this thing, this chidesh of the drishe, but we can accept the wrongness of the drishe that Farhesye establishes the person as an addict, as addicted. So what kind of Farhesye establishes the person as addicted even though he did it only once, if the person doesn't have any shame before anybody? There isn't a person in the world before he's ashamed to do it. So even though he did it only once, he never did it again. But if he was ready to do it before anybody, even the greatest in Klal Yisrael, before the Nosi, before Rabbeinu HaKodesh, so then he's considered a mumer by doing it once. But if he's ashamed, so then he can only be considered a mumer if he did it many times.
So Mimele, the Rashba Shiti could be that there are two halachas in Chil Shabbos. First of all, there is halacha that it has to be Chil Shabbos in Faresia, the Maisa Avira of Chil Shabbos in Faresia. So what is Bifaresia? So in other words, the Chil Shabbos Bitzine is one Maisa Avira. And Chil Shabbos in Faresia is another Maisa Avira, just as in Abol Aramis. So it's a different Maisa Avira, Abol Aramis Bitzine and Abol Aramis Bifaresia. Abol Aramis Bifaresia. Now, there are some Mishenim who say that if an Anos forces a Jew to be Boal Aramis Bifaresia, so then he has to be Misa Nefesh himself. Because then it's a rayas, because it's kind of impending way, and it's, there is a chiyuv koras mitzvah kabole. But if an anos forces a Jew to be boal aramis bitzine, he doesn't have to be meisa nefesh himself. So it's a different meisa avere. So chilul shabbos bitzine and chilul shabbos bifaresye are two different meisa averes. So only the avere of chilul shabbos bifaresye makes him a mum el chater kole. So what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether it's a maisavira of Farhesie or a maisavira of Chosham Mitzine, whether he does it Basor Mi'Yisrael or he doesn't do it Basor Mi'Yisrael. The same criterion as in regard to Abol Aramis. But even the Farhesie, if he does it only once, he's not addicted. So, even Faresi in the sense of Asorami Israel, if he does it only once, he's not considered an addict. So, in order to be considered an addict, and a Chil Shabbos addict, that's the pshat of Mumah, the Chil Shabbos. So, he has to do it many times. So, in Achnane, if he'll do it many times, if he'll be Mechal Shabbos, Lein Asorami Israel, many times, then he'll be Mumah Chaterkot. Because as far as the Maisa Avere of Chil Shabbos Farhesie is concerned, so that is constituted by the Avere being done by Solomon Israel. And as far as being addicted, so that is established by doing it many times. But suppose he'll be Michal Shabbos Leina Solomon Israel once only, twice only, but not many times. So true, he did the Avere of Chil Shabbos Farhesie, but he's not addicted as yet. Masha'inke, if he'll do it, Le'ini call, Bifaresie, not Bifaresie in the sense of 10 Jews, but Bifaresie without any shame, then he'll become addicted, even with a single act, with a single act of Chil Shabbos. So there is no stira between the Gemara and Erev, because over there, Rebbe saw a certain man. So he saw that man for the first time in Chil Shabbos. That man obviously was not notorious as a Chil Shabbos. So it was his first act that was observed by anybody. And if those acts that are not observed, so every person has a Cheskes Kashres. So if you only saw a person being the Chil Shabbos once, so it means we have to assume that he was only Chil Shabbos once. We cannot say he was Chil Shabbos 10 times or 100 times if we only saw him being Chil Shabbos once. So, true, that was Bifaresie. In the street, there were more than 10 Jews. Maybe there were 100 Jews, maybe there were 1,000 Jews. But that was one Maise only. So, the Avira of Chil Shabbos Bifaresie was there. But how can he be considered as addicted? So, if he hadn't put the Chifetz in his pocket when he saw from far Abin HaKodesh, so then it would mean that this person did it once, but without any shame. Even before Rabbi HaKodesh, he wasn't ashamed. So then he would be considered an addict, a Chil Shabbos addict. That's the pshat of Mumah L'Chil Shabbos. But in view of the fact that he had some shame in him, and he was ashamed before Rabbi HaKodesh, so Rabbi HaKodesh said, "Ki ginho mevat reshus." In other words, he's not addicted. But if that person will do it a number of times like this, carrying in the street, Leina Zomi Israel, and every time he sees the Nosi, he'll put it in his pocket, then he would be Mumah Chater Kole. But here he did it only once. So there is no stira between the two of them. Now we ask the question against the Prishe. What does he say? Do a Mikre Mumah, according to the Rambam, let's say, Neve, if he did it many times, or if he did it with Faresie. What difference does it make as far as Neve or any Yisrael in the Torah, other than Chil Shabbos and Abol Aramis, between Tzine and Faresie? The answer is, As far as the Maisaveo is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. But as far as the Shemumer is concerned, it does make a difference. According to the Rambam, a Mumer, the Dover Echot, is known among us. What does it mean, a Mumer, an edict? What does it mean, an edict? Two ways. Either, if he did it many times, let's say a professional caliph, one who professionally steals, so then he's a Mumer. Or, even if he's not a professional caliph, but he stole just once, but that once, he did it without any shame. Lay Mikhail. So then he's also an addict. He's also. All right.
Machmas Mile. Mumel all is like Mumel Avir Achas. We know that Mishmiz Eich Machmas Mile Hareyu Kishor Yisroel Kosher. So in other words, so even according to the Rambam, we can shech because he's Yisroel Kosher because of Pukach Nefesh. Now, what does it mean, Mishmiz Eich Machmas Mile? So according to Rebbe, if he has two, it doesn't have to be Dafke Ochiv, I mean a brother, in the family, as long as he's in the family. So it's according to Rebbe that it's totally machleket between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether two is a chazoke or three is a chazoke. Now since it's in Pikuach Nefesh, so we pass on the kule that even if two members in the family died machmas mile, so mainly it's already Pikuach Nefesh, and he's not mechuyev to be mal himself. As a matter of fact, he's not even allowed to be mal himself because he's machmas himself in sakon. Machmas mile pio shateisves, so the taz, sifu, pio shateisves, shen mulu kishem deli, oi biyei mashmili viro shen nivla behen domon, dim loi kein amrinon shema adayim li nivla domon ilkach meizu. When do we say that it's a chazoke, that in that family, I mean, it's his akone to be mal. In other words, that is probably a raya for hemophilia. So only if they want nimel kishem daily, or even if they want nimel, two members of the family. So one nimel be mashmini, but it was shown that it was already nivla ben domon. But suppose they didn't. No one looked whether it's nivla ben domon or it's not nivla ben domon. And they were mal and nimel, and they died. So then it's no chazoke because it's very likely that the reason as to why they died is because it was too early to be mal. Now it's a little difficult. I mean, true, there is a possibility that maybe there is a certain condition, a blood condition in the family. So since the nefoshes is lehokel, so why should we be tele that the reason as to why two members of the family died machmas mile is because it's loy nivla ben domon. Maybe it is nivla ben domon. Maybe it is nivla ben domon. So why is it oy be mashmini v'ro shem nivla ben domon dim leikin amrinon shemo adayim li nivla domon ulkach meisu. Unless the taz means that if we know that the two who died machmas mile, the two in the family who died machmas mile, so at that time it wasn't nivla ben domon, so then there is no sakone. But so then the Tash shouldn't mention the lashon dim loy kein amrinon shemo adayim nivla domon. In other words, so we know that it's loy nivla domon. All right. Now kusi oyin nedine kevi chovi, because the Chachomim were gezer aleihem liyeskeakum. Now that we discussed when we learned Chum, there is a machlek reshenim whether that takone is only takone lechumre, that he has the psulim of akum, or even likule that the kedushas Yisrael is boka. So the Bes Yosef at the beginning of Hilchas Ribis, he says it's only lechumre, but not likule. But the Rambam shita in Pirush HaMishne in Nideh is that even likule. So he has a din of a goy. In other words, the Chachomim were mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael. How can the Chachomim be mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael? So it could be explained on the basis of the Kedushas Akosuf, that Gemara mentions at the end of the first Perek Yivomis, Ligabei the Aseres Hashvotim, who became very assimilated with the other Rumeis, Lizozu Mishom Asherosu, so the Karmeo says Yivomes, that perhaps this is as Akosuf implies that if a certain Jew
if a certain Jew was Padishem Bogdo, so then the Chachomim have a keach to be mafkir Vishis Yisrael. So it's not Poka by itself, but the Chachomim have a keach. So the Chachomim, I mean, war mafkir the Vishis Yisrael in respect to Aseres HaShvatim. It doesn't mean in respect to all the descendants of Aseres HaShvatim, but only in respect to those descendants of the Aseres HaShvatim who became Nistama, who became assimilated with the Goyim. And they also were Misakein, were Mafkir, which is Israel, in respect to the Kuzi. So that's the Shinas Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah. All right. Kuzi Ohim Ne Pirush L'Acha Shegozru Bizman HaTalmud Alei. Zdukir Bais Yusi, Shchitos Nasu. Elim Ki Shochtu Vachir Yemin Lugabeyem Vigam Bot Kolem Saki. Elim Ki Shochtu Vachir. Veil Akshis. So the answer is, there's a kasha. So the teretz is, now this kasha is directed against the Rishayim, who presumably hold that a mumer is not kosher lishchit because he's not a bar zviche. So, the question is, and because of that, Mishen Cheshish Lishchite is not kosher Lishchit Midraitse, because he's not Ibazvich, because he's not Makbid. So the question is, true that the Zdukim do not have a din of Imun Luchat Rekule, of Kiakim Chodvorov on the basis of Apikeres, of Min, because they are Tinik Shenishbo, but since they don't believe in the Teresh Baal Peh, so in the Kashim, that has assumed. So they don't follow up the dinim of Shchite. If they don't follow up the dinim of Shchite, so they're not makpid on the Yisrael of Nevele, the way it is, Al-Pidim. If they don't believe in the Teresh Baal Peh. So Memele, they are in Echishish Lishchite. And here you cannot say they are Tinich and Ishbo. Because according to the Rishayim, that it's a special halacha, that one who is not Echishish Lishchite, he's not a barzviche, and Memele Shchitos is psulo. So it doesn't make any difference, let him be anon. So it's a connection ishbo. But he's still not a barzviche, you see. So Enoch and Ame, as far as the Shem Min is concerned, so we say he's an apikeres bienes, because he's a connection ishbo. They were raised that way by their parents. But let the Shchitos be psulo on the basis that of the fact that he's not a barzviche, because he's not cheshes lishchite. So even though he's an onus, but he's still not cheshish lishchite. So the teretz is the huzikul b'mitzvah shchit. In other words, because even though they don't believe in the Teresh Baal Peh, but somehow they won't be kabel the dinim of shchite. Won't be kabel the shchite. So mele cheshish lishchite, they are. So they are b'azvich. They are considered b'azvich. Because of HaRashbo b'zeh. So in other words, so that means according to this stars, that if someone doesn't believe in the Teresh Baal Peh, doesn't believe in Teresh Baal Peh, doesn't believe in Teresh Bechsav, I don't think that today there are such people who do not believe in the Teresh Baal Peh and believe in Teresh Bechsav. Today, if someone doesn't believe, so he doesn't believe in Teresh Bechsav either. But anyone, someone who doesn't believe, so he's not Pekeres, it doesn't make any difference whether he is Kifa B'Teresh Baal Peh or he's Kifa B'Teresh Bechsav. But he's a Tinik Shenishbo. Most of those who don't believe, everything of a Tinik Shenishbo. So the Mele is not Kiakum Bechol Dvorov and Shchitos is not Psula and Detzko. But if as a result of the fact that he doesn't believe in Torah, so he's not Zoyer in the Isan Vele, he's not Zoyer. And even in the case where he can have kosher meat, he's not Makpit and he can eat Nevele, so then Shchitos will be Psula according to the stars. Because he's not a Bar Zvichen. The Taz says this is Duki by Susi, so Shchitos is Ksheiro Lacher and Eson, because he is Cheshish Lishchite. They won't be Kabel. But suppose someone is a Tzduki that he was not Mikabel, the Dinim of Shchite, then, according to the Taz, Shchitos would be Psula Midraise, even if he's Acher and Eson. Because of Arashbo Bazeh, Imu Mumche Shchitos is Ksheiro, Vehu Shei Yisroi Leimit Al Gabo, Vafu Yeitze V'nichnas, for Yitzhak and Nichnas, because Ki Ven Sheimid Al Gabov Lomali Mumche. Lomali Mumche. Because Mumche, it's necessary that he be a Mumche that he be mumche to be sure that there was no shia, there was no drosa, there was no cholode. But if it's a chilim in agabov, so they observed, so they saw that the shchita was kedim. So why does he have to be a mumche? V'tiras b'siyah say deike. So Imam Teres b'siyosef says deike lemeich Hashem osho v'hu teime ma'ishne miYisrael sheinigom yahilchas shchita de'mahane God leimeid olof ela poshet. Like the first Teretz, the noket mumche mishem yitzel nichnas. The noket b'seiv b'shoshi says, imu mumche shlosik sheir b'shi yisrael imit al gabov va'afil yitzel nichnas. So it doesn't have to be dafki mamish. Imit al gabov. Imu yitzel nichnas. So he didn't. Yitzel nichnas is effective to scale the sheichet. I mean, the zduki that he shouldn't do anything that is he shouldn't do. He shouldn't do anything wrong, but if he doesn't know il cheshchite, so then without any bad intentions, unintentionally he might not check the properly. So not myself, we should be shown the afkebinum. Now most of the neki mumer, the according to Agos Alfis. Now so there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. The Shach says most of the neki mumer chalat rekule. So that means that even Fakhirin, the Maldabo, and they were bathing the Saki, everything was proper, was done properly, so Ishchitos Yasuah, because he's Kakumachal Dvorah. The Tassis, the Heinrich Mulitov, so we discussed it when we went over the Mechaber and Ramo, in Simon Beis, we discussed it. It doesn't mean the Heinrich Mulitov, Lidovarache, and according to Shilis Rambam. According to Shilis Rambam, everybody will admit that why should a Moseah be better than the Mumeah, let's say, with Shatnes? So why should there be 2 days? So the Pshat must be the Heinrich Mumeah Litoven, like the Mumeah Reich Levilis Litoven. And according to the Sheinim, who are Chilik and the Rama, who say that Mumeah Litovarachir is not Choshut altogether, but Moseah is Choshut. Moseah is Choshut, even according to the Sheinim. Who hold that the Mumeah Litovarache or not the Vela is not Choshut, has the same reliability as Yisrael Koshut. I mean, the Rishonim are Chilik and Rambam, but Moser is a Choshut. Moser is a Choshut. Now the Prishe says, why is Moser a Choshut? Because a Moser is Rala Shemayim v'Rala Briz. So then it shouldn't be Dafke Moser. I mean, it should be any Rala Shemayim Rabri, so he ganev too. And we see from the Kashe of Nignevu, Doyo, the Terutzim that he asked. So no one says that ganev is Choshut, even according to the Rambam. So the Prishe probably means only the kind of Rala Briyas like Moser. In other words, there are degrees of Rala Briyas. So in other words, because a Moser is a Roshi Gomu, a Moser is not an ordinary Roshi. A Moser is considered as a Roshi Gomu. So a Roshi Gomu, who is Rala Shemayim v'Rala Briyas, he is Choshut, even according to the Rishayim who say that a Mumeah Litovarachir is not Choshut. Now, what the Shach says, and it's more mistable like the Shach, so that according to Agoyes Alfasi, that the Moser is in a Kimumer, it means Kimumer Chalat Rekule, because he's Kakum Chol Dvorov. As a matter of fact, does anyone have a Rambam Milchas Sifat Torah? It's Tfilm, no? Tfilm, first hand. Okay, thank now there is a loche, the Tzivatira Shekosvo, Kusi, I mean Akum, Kusi, Yisroi Mumea, Moseah, Eved, Isho, Kotna, Elupsu. It's a Gemara that I'm involving it. So, because Shinema Ukshartom Uchsaftom, Kol She Yeshne Bikshire, Yeshne Bikshire. Because She Eini Bikshire, Eini Bikshire. So, in other words, Stam, Svatirot fil mizuzes has to be written by someone who is a Bakshir. But if a Nisha writes, so Nisha is not a Bakshir, because she is Ptura, she is not Mitzuve al mitzvahs tfilm, even though she is Mitzuve al mitzvahs mizuze, and Svatirot is discussed whether Nisha is Mitzuve and the mitzvah of Kisvul Chem Sashir Aziz. So the Rambam Shite in Sifra Mitzvahs appears that the Nisha is not Mitzuve. Why shouldn't she be mitzvah after all? Mitzvah of Torah is a mitzvah seseh shaloi azman home. So a nisha should be mitzvah because the Torah says v'lindu. Kis v'shashir azir v'lindu. So, and the nisha is p'tur of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so in Mele, she is p'tur of the mitzvah of Sivah Sivah Torah. But tefil, she is certainly p'tur. So even though she is chayeves and mizuze, so as long as she is not mitzvah and tefil, she is possible even ligabe mizuze. Would in spite of the fact that the Gabi Mizuze, she is Mechiyevis. So, Anisha, we understand, she's not a Bakshire. Why? Because she's not Mitzuve. So, Kshalto Bakshire means he has to be Muzer al Kshire. But the Gemara, and the Goy, of course, is not a Bakshire. But the Gemara says, Yisroel Mumea, Mosea. Why is Yisroel Mumea? And Tzduki is possible Lichte if Stam, Sivatir, Tfil Mizuze. So the Rambam Paschal, that's a Gemara Daf Mem Vov. In Gid, the Rambam Perik Aleph Milchas Tefilin Aloch Yud Gimu writes it says as follows: Sivatire Tefilin Mizuzes Shekosvon Apikeres Yisrei. Yisrei. In other words, so it's Mutarim Bisreife. He doesn't have a Kedush Hashem because he doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Mele, when he writes the Shem, so he writes Kishor Advar. Kosvon Kusi O Yisrei Mumer O Yimoser Biyadano So Yeved O Yisho Yikotn. Because it has Kedushas Kisvei HaKedesh, but it doesn't have Kedushas Kisvei HaKedesh because of his special Zazakoso. He has to be Dark Shire. Shenemar Ukshartem Uchsavtom, Kol Shemuzar Lakshiro Umaimimbo, Hu Shekesi. Kol Shemuzar Lakshiro Umaimimbo, Hu Shekesi. Hu Shekesi. So, why does the Rambam say Umaimimbo? Because Muzar Lakshiro explains as to why Eved Isho Kotn are Ilumzu, because they are not Muzar. But Yisrael Mumer, Moser, Kusi, they are Muzar. They are Muzar. Now here it's strange. I mean, according to the Shittas Rambam, so it could be, I mean, according to the Shittas Rambam, Pirsha Mishnah Nide, that Rizosmus Mashosuke Vichomim Murim, that even Likule, the Chachomim Mavkiya Dushas Yisroel, some Mele Midraitzi doesn't have Dushas Yisroel. So Mele, so then Nikusi should be possible because he's a Goy. The Dushas Yisroel was Poka, so he's not even Mitzuve. So it could be that this is the reason. Now, the Rambam mentions Umaimimbo. So, ordinarily it is assumed that the Maimimbo explains as to why Kusi is possible. But maybe Maimimbo explains as to why Moser is possible and Yisroel Mumer is possible. Now the question is this: Yisroel Mumer can be, let's say, someone who is a Kefa Beteiro, or let's say a Kefa Beteiro and like Yitzduki by Susi. So there it's not Yisori, because Yisori, why is Yisori? Because he doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom. But it's Tukim by Susi, so there is a Tshuva Sagadvas. If it's Tukim by Susi, why is it Sivat Torah? So it's not Yisorif. Because the only reason as to why it's Yisorif, it's Mutab Yisreife. So the Rambam says, because Napikeres doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom. So he writes it Kishon Advorim. So the Mele doesn't have any Kedushin. But it's Tukim by Susi, he's Napikeres. But he believes in the Rebbeinu Shalom. So he doesn't write the Shem Kishon Advorim. So maybe it's not Yisorim, but there is a aloche of Ukshartom Uchsavtom that only Bakshire can write Zivatir Atvim Mizuzes. So maybe it's Duki by Susi. It's Duki by Susi. So does not have it's Duki by Susi. So it's Duki by Susi is not a Maim. So he says, so Yisroel Mumer, so let's say someone who is not a Maimi. So he's not in Bakshire because he's not mining bo. But it is obvious that in Chal Shabbat Bifares, yeah, he's also possible. And it's mentioned because the Rambam says in Yisroel Mumer. That means in Mumel Chatere Kule. So the question is, why should in Chal Shabbat Bifares, yeah, who believes in the Torah, but he's in Chal Shabbat Bifares, yeah, why should he be considered as any maimim bo? Why should it be considered as any maimim bo? So, and then Moser is also considered, is also possible. So the Ritva in Gittin says that his Mumer and the Moser is only possible to write his Torah mit Rabban. Mit Reise is not possible. This is what the Ritva in Gittin says. Why? Because here there is a halacha that he has to be about Shire. So Bishlemi Goy is not about Shire because he's not Mitzuri. He's not Mitzuri. And let's say someone who doesn't believe, so he's not Maimi. But Michal Shabim Faresye, Michal Shabim Faresye, so he is Maimi. So why should he, or Moser, he is Maimi. But he's a Moser, so why should he not be a Bakshire? So there is a one motion in the Ritva, in Gittin, that it's only Midrabanan. But the Shittes Rambam is, Mashma, that it's Midraise is possible. He's from Mumer or Moser, Biyadanos. Shenema uksharte muchsaftom, uksharte muchsaftom, kol shemuza lakshiro umaymin bo ushikisi. So what do we see from this Rambam? We see from this Rambam that here there is a special halacha that who is a Bakshire? Who is a Bakshire? One who is a Maimim, and someone who is a Mumer. Someone who is a Mumer does not have a din of a Maimim. He does not have a din of a Mim, but he does not have a din of a Maimim either. If someone is a Mumer, he does not have a din, does not have a din of a Maimim. And the Moser does not have a din of a Maimim either. Now, from the Roshna Rambam it's Mashma, since the Rambam mentions Kosvon Kusi, or Yisrael Mumer, or Moser. So apparently Moser is not considered as a Mumel Chaterekule. Because if a Moser would be considered as a Mumel Chaterekule, why does he have to spell out Moser separately? So from the Rambam it's Mashma that a Moser does not have a din of a Mumel Chaterekule. But Ligabi Ksiva Sivateire Tfilmu Mizuzes is possible. Because here there is a special aloche. Here there is a special aloche that he has to be Barchire. And what does Barchire mean? Two things. He has to be Mitzuvan Chire and he has to be a Maimin Chire. And the Moser Alpidin, even though he is a Maimin. There were many Moserim who are Maimin. But Alpidin is not considered as a Maimin. In other words, if he can be Meisea, Chaver Yisrael Yadanos, so Alpidin is not considered as a Maimin. In other words, his Emune doesn't change him in any way. That if he is capable of being a Moser, In spite of his emune, so his emune doesn't mean anything. So Alpidin, he is not considered as a maimi. Midraisi is not considered as a maimi. And here, in view of the fact that there is a haloche, of Barchire, so Mimele, a Moser does not have a din of a maimi. Does not have a din of a maimi. Now, so Mimele it follows according to Shides Rambam. Now the Rambam himself, only Ligabe, Ksiva Sivateira Tvimu Mizuzes. He mentions that in Moser is possible lichtev stam. But Ligabi Shchite, the Rambam doesn't mention Moser. The Rambam in Hilche Shchite, he mentions Avlizore, Michal Shabbat Faresye, Yisrael Apikere, Shechiv Apateiro, Mishra Beinu. He doesn't mention Moser. So Moser, according to the Rambam, is like a Mumel Dovarechot. He's not in Mumel Chatei Kule. So why is it that the Rambam distinguishes between Ksiva Stam and Shchite? The answer is, the Rambam Shchite is that Ligabi Shchite there is no halacha of Bar Zvichai. That's the Shchite of the Rosh, as the Bais Yosef assumes, that there is halacha of Bar Zvichai. But according to the Rambam, an Akum is Nismayit from Shechting, not from the Posik of Zavachto, but is Nismayit from Shechting, from the Posik of Mikol and Chaltam Zivchai. So that Posik only tells us that an Akum is possibly Shchite. And as a matter of fact, even with regard to Gertichov, there is a machleket between the Taz and the Shach, as to whether Midraise is possible Yishchit or not. So, according to the Rambam, there is no aloche of Bar Zvicha Ligabi Shchite. According to the Rosh, there is aloche. According to the Ri, there is aloche of Bar Zvicha. But, by Shchite. But according to the Rambam, there is no aloche of Bar Zvicha. But there is aloche that an Akum is possible Yishchit. Mele, a Mumel Chater Kule has the Psula of an Akum. And Mosea does not have, is not a Mumel Chater Kule. Is not a Mumel Chater Kule. Masheinkin, by Tfilm, there is aloche of Bar Kshire. But Shire implies two things, Mitzuve and Maimim. But one who is not Mitzuve is not a Bar Shire, and the one who is Mitzuve but is not Maimim, even though he's a Tinik Shenishbo, but Bimtzias is not Maimim. So Mimele, he's not, so he's possible. So So the mele is possible because there is aloha vakshire. So it follows that according to the Shitas Rambam, in Tfilin, we have to say that according to the Shita that by Shchita there is aloha vakshire, just as by Tfilin there is aloha vakshire. So in other words, if the Rambam had agreed with the Shita of the Ri, that by Shchita there is aloha vakshire, then he would have to say that Moser is possible in Shchita Reis. But the Rambam doesn't mention that by Shchita that Moser is possible in Shchita, because according to the Rambam there is no aloha of Barzviche ligabi Shchita. There is aloha of Barzviche ligabi Tfilin. So they only Moser is possible in Shchita. But merely it follows from this Rambam that according to the Shchita of the Ri, that there is aloha of Barzviche by Shchita, that the Moser is possible in the Reis. Now, in other words, that the Moser has the same din like the Mughal Chalat Rekule, that even if Achir remained Mal Gabov, so Shchitos Ipso. Now, on this Rambam, the Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Mem Vov, Sivatir Shikos Vekusi, Kusi, Sol Mumer, Moser, Isha, Evet, Kos Ipso, Shalem Ukshalta Mechsavta, Kos Yesh Mishir, Yesh Mechsim, Kos Mishir, Yesh Mechsim. So Rashi says there, Kusi, Kosovar Haitane, Kusim Giraro Yesi. Kosovar Haitane, Kusim Giraro Yesi. So, but the Rambam is chilek. The Rambam says, "Kosvon kusi o Yisrael mumer o imosar biyadano seyem de isho ikon." Harei b'psuli. So in other words, the Rambam doesn't pass him that kusim biyaro yisei, and still he mentions the din. So in other words, so the Rambam is chilek on Rashi. So that means that according to Rashi, that kusi, that according to Mandoma, that kusi, keide, that kusi. So then he's kosher lichtiv sivatir atzum mizuyes. But after the takone of Ravanu, Ravasi would be possible because of the takone, just as the shchita is possible. But prior to the takone of by Ravanu and Ravasi, so according to Rashi, according to Mandoma, the kusim girei emesa, he's kosher lichtiv stam sivatir atzum mizuyes. And when the price in Gittin that Mevov says that he's possible, so it according to the Mandoma that kusim girei aroyesa, so he's an ordinary goy. He's an ordinary goy. That's the shita of Rashi, and but the Rambam is chilek. The Rambam is chilek. So, in other words, even though it shouldn't be relevant according to the Rambam, because the Rambam shita in Pirush Mishne, because that Chachomim who mafkia the kedushas Yisroel because he is an ordinary boy, but the nafkimine is as the Rambam says in Hilchas Avodim, whatever din kusim had prior to the takone by Rambam and Ravase, so it's dukim after that. Because prior to the Kona of Ravam and Ravase, so what were the kusim? Jews who were not minding the Tirosh Baal Peh, were given Tirosh Baal Peh. So that's Dukim. So that means that according to Rashi, a Tzduki, a Kusi, Alibid Mandoma Kusim Gire Aroyese, Alibid Mandoma Kusim Gire Emese, and prior to the Kona of Ravam and Ravase, or Tzduki today, according to Rashi, is Kosha Lichtiv Sivatir. According to the Rambam, a Tzduki is possible, even though the Tzduki Matim Chinishkos. So at what point is the machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam? Now, we saw that the Rambam distinguishes in Pirush HaMishneh between a Tzduki who was a second generation Tzduki and the first generation Tzduki. So a second generation Tzduki is a Tinek Chinishkos. So he doesn't have a din of Imul Chatar Kolek Akum Cholvon, because he's an honest. And the first generation Tzduki is an apkeire, so he has a din of Ke'akum Chodron. Now, so what is the pshat in the Rambam? So it's not on the basis of Svarim. If there hadn't been any special Gzeras HaKosov, then we would say that just as a Mishumet, Mamish, even if he's a Tinek Shenishbo, he has a din of Ke'akum Chodron, Fimur HaTerekole. So someone who doesn't believe in the Torah, even though he's an onus, he should have a din of Fimur HaTerekole and Ke'akum Chodron, but there is a special Gzeras HaKosov. Ashayasu, we call a mitzvah is. So izeu mitzvah sheshkulo keneged kol haterekule ze avir zoe. So holomadito sheakifah b'avir zoe kilu meidi b'chol haterekule. So what's the pshat kifah b'avir zoe kilu meidi b'chol haterekule? Kifah b'avir zoe and mamish meidi b'chol haterekule naturally. So what does it mean? Kifah b'avir zoe and kifah b'chol haterekule. So he's kachum chol dvorov. How can we consider him as meidi b'chol haterekule? So it means kol hakifah b'avir zoe and even though he's not tamei b'chalat erikolei, because he's a tinnik nishbo, so he has a din of tamei b'chalat erikolei. So according to the Rambam, so only because of this he's not, he doesn't have a din of imum b'chalat erikolei and kachim chodvav. But otherwise he would have a din of kachim chodvav. So according to the Rambam, this zakosuf only implies that he doesn't have a din of imim, but that we should consider him mamish as imaim, mean that not. So the male seems here we have a zakosuf of bukshartom v'chsavtom, that he has to be Bak Shire. And what does Bak Shire mean? Not only that he's Mitzuvah and Shire, but also that he's Imaimin. So it's Duki, ki made B'chalat Rekule, but it doesn't mean that we consider him as, that he has a din of Imaimin. In other words, he doesn't have a din of a Kefer, but a din of Imaimin he doesn't have either. And according to Rashi, so this is a Kosov of Kolakiva Bab Nizoy, Kilo made B'chalat Rekule, even though B'mtzias is not Maimin, but this is a Kosov implies that he has a din. Not that he has a din of a maimon, so memele he's bakshered. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. But anyway, we see that from the Rambam it follows that according to the shite of the Ri, that by shite there is a aloche of bar zviche, so memele he moser should be posel mishrit midrais, like the shita of the Agoyes Alfese, and in accordance with the pshat of the Shach, the Cholat Erekol. Yishchil poso lishchei v'gomar ha-kosha, or she yishchil ha-kosha v'gomar ha-poso. Psua, b'med v'am murim, she yishchil ha-poso v'gomar she yishchil yishchil v'ele, ke m'vei she deberi v'akone, avu nishchil ha-poso v'chotzi kone v'gomar ha-kosha k'sheiro, b'rashbo kosuf, ke nevit k'chovi imo imin o ikusim, v'hitcho merichomizam. Amai de milkat min, alu yifir kamen yichum amrinon, di stam machsheves, min laveris kichovim, uvi ma yise kol dihu nama asuro, afilu ba noye, afilu yischel bidobo, shene yise neveile, v'laska feruken, the Bach didn't find any terrors. In other words, here he mentions, the Mechaber mentions a din, that if the posel began to shech, and the kosher finished the shchite, or vice versa, that the kosher began to shech, and the apostle completed it, so it is possible. But b'medvar mamurim she ischil apostle b'dovo she isay sin vele kim bevei shete beriva kone. Avol im ischil apostle b'chotzi kone v'gomar ha-kosher it sheiro b'chotzi kone pogum is kosher. So the Bach has the kashe b'ishleim eligabi b'tkechovim ligabi b'tkusim. So then it cannot be osea mitzati krimza mizore, but it can only be osea ba'achile, because the shchitose is nevele. So you understand? Shchitose could not affect nevele in something that even pogum is kosher. But he mentions also, the Rashba mentions also min, and he assumed, the Bach assumed, that min means kumelav nizore. Not just min, like a min who is kefa bateiro, or a min who is a mumel hachas. Because if the Bach had understood the term min in the Rashba as referring to someone who is kefa bateiro, then he wouldn't ask any kashe, because the min, as the Prechodesh says, I think I mentioned it, as the Prechodesh says, that a min who is a kefa bateiro, not a kumelav nizore, so his shchite is not a sura banoi, only the min of kumelav nizore.